Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So they were talking, well, it was a few games. I can never remember which game I'm watching where they use it, but I think it was Steelers and Packers was one of them, where they go to the expedited review.
Yeah.
Which is the in-house review,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the New York City review or whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't they use the expedited review on every review?
Because they have to be immediately clear and obvious. So every review is handled in-house, and it's only if they buzz down immediately and are like, yeah, we have the view of it 100%, and then they can do that.
So if in-house they're saying, we don't really know?
No, the in-house...
They have to farm it out?
The in-house will say, hey, this is close. And then they go to all the New York, because New York has all the different views and they have all the different eyeballs on it and everything. The in-house, I'm guessing, is just off of the one or two, like the camera feed immediately. And because sometimes you look at something and, you know, like they rule an interception or whatever, and you see one view and it clearly skips the ground, they can just eliminate all that and they buzz down and they're like, no, incomplete, let it go. Whereas if it's really close and we're like, you know, hey, it hit the ground, but his hands were underneath it, or was it moving when it was going out of bounds? Then that stuff goes to New York and they really dig through it with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what it would cost them to make that happen quicker in-house, but they should do that.
But
because that expedited review is fantastic.
Yeah, but it's not a matter of cost. It's some plays lend itself to that and others don't. Some review calls are not.
Well, then that's even easier if it's not about cost, because I thought you were saying it's all about the angles and they have more to work with in New York.
Yeah.
Just make sure that in-house they have the same stuff to work with.
Yeah, but when you have when a play, it's not a matter of having the resources. The point is, when a play is so close that you have to make sure that you're looking at it from 10 different angles, that's when it goes to New York and you put everything up. Some plays are just so simple that one or two views in-house looking at it, you can look at it and be like, no, that he clearly was out, he clearly was in.
What I'm saying is, even on the more difficult plays, they should be, and I get it will take longer. I'm not saying that every review should take 10 seconds, but even on the more difficult plays, why does it have to be in New York? Why can't they just take longer for the...
I think because there's not a setup in-house in order to do
it. Well, and that's where I go back to cost. Like, set it up in-house so that they could do it. It would seem to me that they could make reviews a lot faster.
But it, I don't,
not all of them.
I don't think going to New York takes any longer. I mean, it's just people looking at monitors in the stadium or people looking at monitors in New York. It's all the same time. It just comes down to when you see the one in New York, they have every screen, every angle, and you have multiple eyeballs. In fact, when there's a complex review, I'm guessing going to New York actually speeds up the process.
But then he has to go over there and talk to him.
Yeah.
And he has to get under the hood.
Yeah, that's it. But he's under the hood talking to the people. They're all looking at the same thing and they're having conversations. He's hearing the people in New York having that conversation.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just, you're right.
It's just a thought. As I watch football, that expedited review is great.
Yes.
Because in college, especially, dude, those reviews are nauseatingly long.
Yes.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
And the NFL, they can be too. It's just, I guess the question is, are they efficient enough with reviews? And if they're not, and there's room to get more efficient with them, they should do that because it helps the viewing experience.
The problem will always be, at what point do you sacrifice the right call for speed? And, you know, there's some people that don't want them at all. There's some people that want to go with the on-field call, but
I don't want that.
The first time because sometimes the call's made on the field and it clearly is wrong. So there's some people that say, well, coaches should have five challenges, and then after that, like, you only get five. There's going to be five replays, and that's it. You know, and now with the last 2 minutes, you're right, that's all on field. Every scoring play is reviewed. The NFL has made it a point to get it right. And they sacrifice some speed, and they're trying to make it as efficient as they can. But they have clearly determined that getting the call right is more important than having it be fast.
And I agree with that. But, again, maybe they could be more efficient with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not on the inside, man. Or am I?
Would you like
Am I working for Commissioner Goodall now?
Would you be the guy that's like, you know what? Close enough. I don't care. This is good.
I do that at home. Like, look, they should just put a headset on me.
Rob's like, I got it.
I'll be like, oh, that's not a catch.
I mean, personally, I wish they would just make it a little easier and go back to the college rules. For in the NFL, it would be only 1 foot's necessary as opposed to two. I feel like that's one of the huge hangups in the professional game. Like, it seems so much easier in college. It's like, catch, done. But that's like one of the biggest arguments, I feel like.
The two feetsies?
Yeah. Two feetsies v1. I think that would make NFL football a hell of a lot better and eliminate half of the reviews that we're talking about.
Whoa.
That's just me.
I don't get that.
Why?
Because I don't think that's the problem. I just think in college, everything in college is so effing slow.
Yes, because they do not have the infrastructure that the NFL has.
They don't, but the officials are also very slow on how many times, and this isn't even review.
Yeah.
This drives me insane. And I know I'm nitpicking here, but how many times do you see an official?
Yeah.
You see the flag.
Uh-huh.
Even on the broadcast, they're saying what it is.
Yeah.
The officials talk, and the guy starts walking up to announce the review. And then he stops, and then he looks back, and he's double-checking something with the other fit. God, that drives me insane.
Probably checking numbers.
Rob, get your ass together.
Rob wants speed golf out there. I want
efficiency.
I picture Rob just going, pace of play! Pace of play!
Well, yes.
Move it along!
Some of these officials move like sloths. Dude, I get it. You're trying to get it right, but have a modicum of efficiency to it.
You want a pitch clock sort of thing on the official.
Yes.
Some chutzpah behind it.
And I tell you, some are better than others. Yeah. The NFL guys are really good.
Yeah.
Like, they're fast as ass.
Yes.
The college guys are not.
Well, again, the NFL has to have not even 16, but 15 games a week. And
well, some of it's training too.
Some of it's training.
You can train those college officials.
Collegiate
better.
Officials. There's not enough good NFL officials, and there's not enough good. You need so many good collegiate officials. And honestly, I think some collegiate officials are embarrassingly bad. Some of them have clear built-in biases, certainly with conferences and certain teams. I think if you really dug into college officials, I think you'd be shocked at the number of people that probably shouldn't be officiating major college football games. But they don't have a choice because there's just not – no one wants to do it.
Yeah.
Aren't they part-time too in college?
Everyone's part-time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the NFL officials are part-time.
I mean, they make good money, though.
Like, really.
Really?
No.
They have other jobs.
Yeah.
They're usually rich guys. And have you noticed?
Yikes.
Have you noticed that NFL officials are all of them are Jack now?
Yeah.
Well, because now it's on TV, and like, you want to look.
Ed Hockley.
It's TRT, man.
He's like the Tiger Woods of NFL refs. Meanwhile, the college guys are all still fat dads.
Yeah. The SEC, the highest official with the, the most seniority, they make about $2,000 to $2,500 a game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Which is good money, but when
Do they pay for the travel? Or?
Yeah, I would assume that they pay for their travel.
Fly you there.
Yeah.
You make 25. I mean,
Yeah, you do it 12 times a year, right? You know, a couple extra, but...
I mean, yeah. I'm looking online here. NFL officials, they shouldn't need an extra job. Even just starting out, you can make 150 to 200 grand, according to AI.
Yeah, so. That's not...
But that's like...
Schultzy, there's like...
4 months out of the year.
There's like restaurant managers that make more than that. Like, that's not a...
that's well, and a why would you not have another job?
That's a $9 billion league, and you've got officials there that are a crucial part of it. And you're telling me that they're making $150,000, and Schultz's like, well, it seems good.
Well,
and
what are MLB umpires making?
And therein lies the rub that the NFL PA has with it. Is they're like, here are these, we're a $9 billion a year plus league, and we have, you know, look at like we got $70 million quarterbacks. Everything in the NFL is super expensive, and the one thing you've decided to be cheap on. The one position that you've decided to be, Roger Goodell makes like $60 million a year, and yet you won't hire full-time officials that train year-round. I mean, pay these guys $500,000 a year. It's a drop in the bucket. Get them year-round training. Put as much resources into it, because the officials, of all the stuff that happens, the officials have a bigger outcome on the games than anything other than the players and the coaches. And it's the one thing that the NFL, no offense, is spending $150,000 to $200,000 a year on each official. That's embarrassing.
I mean, I agree it's embarrassing. At the same time, I mean, they're getting away with it. And aren't the refs all union now? Don't they have their own union?
Yeah, they have their own union.
Well, yeah. So it's all collectively bargained. So
NBA refs don't make that much. That's just, I don't understand where this is coming from. Like, they need to make a ton more money. The going rate for reffing sports in the pros is anywhere from 150 to, like, I think for baseball you can get up to over 400. But
and I think
there's a lot more games too. I think the thing about it is the NFL, I mean, if you pay these guys more than they're making, I mean, $150,000, if you think about it.
That's a good salary, right?
Is good. And I think if I'm the NFL, I'm like, well, what else am I paying you for? Like, you're, this is all you do is officiate these games. There's only, how many of them do they do a year? Does each one of them do 16 a year or 17 a year?
That would be my guess.
I mean.
Hell, 10,000 a game? And per diem? Well, and yeah. Travel expenses?
Yeah, yeah. I guess what I'm saying is the NFL could justify saying they're worth more, but what do they do for more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how companies think.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You work for Odyssey.
I'm just saying, in a league where an assistant tight ends coach is making $300,000 a year, you're paying, again, you just got done, Rob, bitching for 10 straight minutes about officials.
Oh, it was six.
And we all love Maybe to bitch, five. And we all love to bitch about officials, and yet the NFL is... This is the one area that
the
NFL is trying to save a buck.
Suk, I actually disagree with you, and I don't think NFL tight end coaches, even the assistants, they're not the head, like, just position player coach, they're maybe making 150.
You are so far out in left field, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
You really think, I'm just, stop. Okay. You really think that a manager at a restaurant is making more than the quarterback's coach of the San Francisco 49ers?
Not the quarterback's coach, but like
that's a position coach.
Okay. The quarterback's coach is probably one of the highest paid ones,
really,
but like a tight end or an assistant?
You think NFL coaches are making 100 grand a year?
Some of them out there are making low six-figure money, or I bet you, even five-figure money. So I would bet you the house I don't own on that.
You have no idea what you're talking about. None.
Okay. All right.
None.
I'm scared. All right.
I'm wrong.
I'm scared.
I'll admit it.
I'm scared. Well, what I would say is, the NFL, the league, I guess my point is the NFL officials are really good.
I would like to, oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, to get what you pay for, they're getting, like, I did spend 6 minutes, not 10, bitching about officials, but it was more the college. Like, I think the NFL guys are really good.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of working, like the balance is working. I don't disagree that they should make more because they're a big part of it, but I think they do a good job and they're collectively bargained. So, I mean, that's what they agreed to. Like, if this is really egregious, then they should hold out and then see what happens. Because if we get replacement officials, it's going to look a lot worse.
Yeah.
And in that instance, then maybe they have a leg to stand on. I just don't know why they wouldn't do that if it's so egregious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these are human beings that are working for $150,000. For 3 months. I mean, they have, and that's the other thing, in their lives, there's not other duties. Like a coach, a position coach, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are always duties. It's a daily thing.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm not sure officiating outside of the season is. So they have, you know, however many more months to go, and I think some of them are like lawyers and
yeah,
like most, they're guys that, that's the other thing the NFL has over them, is these are all guys that sort of have the time and resources to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's the guys that they get.
Yeah.
So it kind of, to me, it kind of seems like the system works.
Yeah.
Like the officials are good. The league is good. I mean, it does seem like they should be making more considering how important they are, but at the same time, that's what they agreed to. So it's like, yeah. And everything's working, so yeah. Why is it bad?
I just think the NFL has said multiple times, the NFL players are saying, if you hired guys year-round and you gave them year-round training, how much better would it get? The idea that you have a part-time employee working the most important part of a football game other than the players, to some people, rubs them the wrong way. But you're right. I mean, there is a union, it's collectively bargained and all that, but it is odd that in a league full of that much money, that is a part-time position. And I think some of the head officials now might be full-time. And I'd have to look that up, but I think maybe the last time they signed an agreement, they may have made a couple of them that are like kind of the head of the refs union. Maybe they're full-time, but most of them are not.
I feel like the NFL preys on people who want to be associated with the NFL.
Sure.
Like that's the point that I'm making. Yeah.
They have guys like the chain crew, all those guys. None of those guys are paid.
Yeah.
Well, I say none of them.
No.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they're volunteers.
Like they're all volunteers because they think it's cool to be on the sideline and get a front row seat to a football game, you know, and do their. The NFL has some of that too, where it's like, and you know, to some extent, you know, I hate to bring Odyssey back into this, but radio has some of that.
Sure.
There are people that just want to do this job and the company knows that. And so. It's like, all right, here's a couple shekels.
Yeah.
You know.
I just think there's...
can't find you anymore.
Yeah, there's just areas to cut corners, and I just have never understood the idea of the NFL owners that waste so much money on God knows what, and yet somehow with the officials, they seem to be hell-bent on trying to save a few bucks, but, you know, it's just...
Well, they're all ripped now,
yes.
Which I think is cool, and the college refs, to surmise... need to work on their bodies and their efficiency and their time management.
Got to get on that TRT. They need that Ed Ogeron program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.